Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Demetrius Ivory. Oh, Demetrius is a big movie watcher. Hey, have you seen that thing yet, Demetrius, I just described?
No, I have not. And every time we you and I talk, I write down something new to watch. So I'm going to have to watch that one.
Demetrius Ivory, weatherman, Channel 9. Hey, listen, we've been talking about this snow in Cook County and Chicago, maybe Lake County. Is the entire WGN listening area going to get it, the seven counties, say, or is it really going to be hugging the lake?
It is really, the heaviest of it is really going to be hovering the lake. Excuse me. We're looking at between 6 and 10. I know that's a large range, but, you know, it's lake effect. You're talking about a Ferrari, in terms of how quickly that snow could fall. So 6 to 10 inches for Cook County into Lake County. As you travel away from Lake County and travel west, we expect for that number to dwindle to maybe as much as 3 for Rockford. I do think Northwest Indiana, the near lakeshore, is still going to be looking at more. Valparaiso's already seen 8 inches of snow. Wow. We do expect to see more, but I'd probably put you closer in the 2 to 5 inch range.
2 to 5 inch
Northwest Indiana. So.
Northwest Indiana. All right, but wait a minute. So if I go west of downtown Chicago, I go out to LaGrange, where I used to live. I go out to Schaumburg. I go out to Naperville. If I go west or southwest, they're still going to get snow, right?
They're still going to get snow. They're going to be driving away from the 6 to 10-inch area. It still could reach, as far south as LaGrange or maybe even Schaumburg, but typically lake effect doesn't reach that far. You'll be looking at snow totals which will diminish as you leave Chicago, leave the downtown area, or leave the lakeshore.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's something all of us broadcasters need to keep in mind because, especially these days, more folks are in the suburbs and outburbs than they are in the exurbs than they are maybe downtown. So it's a good thing it's President's Day. It's a good thing that folks aren't traveling as much right now because this is going to be a monster
close to the lake. Is going to be early tomorrow. Early tomorrow morning is going to be a problem, I think, for a lot of folks driving into the city. I just got an email from a viewer saying, what snow? And he sent a picture. There's snow on the ground, but it's not snowing there. And I can guess where he doesn't live. But, it's going to be varied. The heaviest of the snow is going to be in Cook County and Lake County. But all of us are looking at some snow to come our way tonight into early tomorrow morning. So that rush hour commute tomorrow morning is probably going to be really tough.
One last thing. Temperatures, though, finally we get a break at the end of the week, right?
It's amazing that we're calling a break low 30s. But I agree. Yeah, fun. I got us going into the 20s on Wednesday, first time in forever, if I'm going to quote Frozen. And then into Thursday and Friday, we'll see temperatures starting to climb up even more by this Sunday coming up. I got us going up to about 33. So finally a bit of a break, above zero.
Yeah, no kidding. Some of that stuff will melt off. Maybe you'll rediscover your curb or some of the things that you've had trouble getting to. There's a little piece in the paper this morning, and it said, hey, I know it's hard out there, but shove all out your mailbox, if nothing else. Whoever's got to deliver to your door or mailbox, help them out. Clear that space if you
help
can.
Help them out.
And that's
Please
a good idea.
Do.
But be advised, what's the high temperature going to be again today?
The high temperature today is 13. Yesterday's high was only 4. That's a record for the low high, the coolest afternoon temperature on the date.
On Valentine's
4 degrees Day. Yesterday.
Yeah, wow.
On Valentine's Day. Yeah, we get bragging rights at least.
Yeah, that's my attitude about it, Demetrius. If we're going to suffer, give me a trophy. And we got it yesterday. All right, Mr. Ivory, stay warm, stay well. Thanks for the heads up on that. And maybe we'll talk later this week, probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Demetrius Ivory, WGN-TV meteorologist.